Isindaba ku VOA Ndebele. Le vuka njani mthwazo omuhle siyalambulela kumsakazo we Studio 7 namhla ngolwesine mhla zingamathumi amabili lanhlanu kuNtulikazi 2019 igama lami nguKips Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ibhangalele ze Bank of Zimbabwe linika abanye abantu lamankampani imvumo yokusebenzisa idola lemelika elizweni.
Yona ungwayo umthethwa ibhondi imali engasebenziyo. Khonapha sebebona nje ukuthi they are failing to acquire i-forex currency, i-foreign currency ngendlela ezifaneleyo.
Umtshutshisi owahlolisisa okwenziwa ngumongameli Donald Trump ngesikhathi sokhetho ngomnyaka ka-2016 uthi kukhanya ngani umnumzana Trump kukhona ongangakwenzanga ngemfanelo.
We did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime.
Kasithathanga isinqumo sokuthi umongameli waba lecala kumbe hathi. Ezinye izakhamizi zakwaBulawayo kazifuni ukuthi idolobho leli likhokhelwe ngabantu abakhethwe nguhulumende.
UBulawayo kafanelanga amukele ubusela noma sekuthene lokuphathwa kabi kwedolobha kumbe ukuphila njengenyamazana kungahlonishwa umthetho.
Umqeqeshi weqembu leZimbabwe Warriors uSandile Chizamba usethiye umsebenzi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ibhanga leReserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi abantu abasebenza ubuhlanganiso ezikholisa izisebenzi amadola emelika balakho ukusebenzisa imali elizweni leZimbabwe okuyidola lemelika. Ibhanga leli lethule iziqondiso ezintsha zokusebenzisa imali yakwamanye amazwe lisithi labo abasebenzisa idola lemelika ngabasezigodlweni zamazwe atshiyeneyo, abasebenzela inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa, abathengisa amafutha labathengisa ilitshe le-chrome. I-RBZ ithi kumele abantu laba basebenzise amabhanga xa befuna ukusebenzisa idola lemelika. Kukhanye ngani uhulumende weZimbabwe usedinga imali yakwamanye amazwe ngendlela ezijiyeneyo kulandela ukuvimba kwakhe imali yakwamanye amazwe elizweni okusanda kwethulelwa uZulu. Ingcoti kwezemnotho zithi uhulumende usethule nzima ngokuswelakala kwemali yakwamanye amazwe usukwenza ukuthi edule umthetho omutsha wokudinga amadola emelika ngendlela engani ayiqhedakali. Kasenelisanga ukuxoxa ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikahulumende kanye lezebhanga leze Bank of Zimbabwe. Ake sizwe ukuthi umnumzana Terminus Masuku isakhamuzi seGweru sithini ngodaba lolu.
Yona ungwayo umthethwa ibhondi imali engasebenziyo. Khonapha sebebona nje ukuthi they are failing to acquire i-forex currency, i-foreign currency ngendlela ezifaneleyo. Kutho ukuthi ngezinye iindlela akutho ukuthi imali leyo bebengayifuni, but it was a measure ukuthi bona ngeke bayiphumise beyinikeza abanye abantu. But now the system is ama-embassy nama-NGOs la baye beyisebenzisa njani ukuthi the system ekhona ukuthi ungene eshop xa uya beyiphumisa njani sisebenza khonapho khonapho njengoba izinto zonke ziyacharged i-NGOs.
So ngokukhuluma kwabo bathi kumele umuntu ayitshintshise emkambo webhanga, akumelanga la ukuthi uyisebenzise yini.
Umthetho lowo kawuphumi kahle kahle ngoba into abona ukuthi kathesi ngiyabe ngikwanisa ukuthi mina ngiyisebenzise leyo mali, ngingayisebenzisa kube kuhle njeyana, kodwa omunye lo oseceleni la imali yakhe useyitholile efana nami. Iwehlukanisa abantu ngento efanayo, kati lo ulayo imali mina ngayo, lwani ulayo umehluko wakhona ungazi khonapho.
Singathi wena ubona ngazani sebedinga imali yakwamanye amazwe ngendlela eziphanze?
Ikudinga imali ngendlela eziphansi ngoba le imali ayitholakali le. Kahle kahle bona ukubehlula ukuthi imali bayisebenzise okumqoka kwini umuntu onke abeyiphethe. Into nje ukuthi bayehluleke ukuthi babe nokuthembeka ukuthi umuntu imali yakhe ingagcineka yini ukuthi bayithole futhi ke leyo mali. Kathi ngokuyibamba kwaba babekwenzile khonokho babeyibambile nje besesaba ukuthi bayengeza abantu imali ngendlela ababezifuna, kodwa i-foreign currency yakhona beyifuna.
Umnumzana Terminus Masuku isakamuzi seGweru sixoxela esemkhoba 5. Umnumzana Robert Mula umthuthisi wakhokhela uphenyo lokucwayisisa ukungenela kwahulumende weRussia kukhetho lweMelika kanye necala eletheswa uMongameli Donald Trump elokuzamba ukuvimba lolu phenyo uphe ubufakazi bakhe izolo edale leCongress wagcizelela ukuthi uTrump ulakho ukubanjwa ngumthetho nxa esesukile esikhundleni. UNtungameli Nkomo usethulela lolu daba.
Esipha ubufakazi bakhe umnumzana Mula uthe uma ngempumela yophenyo lwakhe yokuthi babe ngeke bageze uMongameli Trump ukucala lokuzama ukuvimba lolu phenyo. Bekuchukwana mpela abebandla eliphikisayo elamademokrats bezama ukuveza uTrump njengomuntu omubi owadala icala njalo omele asuswe esihlalweni. Kuthi abebandla lika Trump elama Republicans bona bebemvikela besithi akulacala alidalayo. Umula yena lanxa emude ngomzimba ubesiba mfitshane ngaso sonke isikhathi ngamazwi kumpendulo zakhe lapho ebuzisiswa ngophenyo lwakhe zinhlangothi zombili. Kodwa ukubeke kwacaca ukuthi uMongameli Trump ulakho ukwetheswa icala lokuvimba isandla somthetho nxa esesukile esikhundleni ngoba umthetho okwamanje ungakuvumi ukuthi uMongameli weMelika etheswe icala. Nangu ebuzwa lilunga lama Republicans.
Could you charge the president with a crime after he left office?
Yes.
Yeah.
You believe that he committed, you could charge the President of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ethically, under the ethical standards.
Well, I'm not sure.
Ngeke ngethese uMongameli icala kodwa nxa esephumile esikhundleni. Yebo uyenelisa ukwetheswa icala lokuzama ukuvimba isandla somthetho.
To see if there are any other persons who might be drawn into the conspiracy.
Umula ufakaze ukuthi uMongameli Trump wazama ukumxotsha umsebenzi wokuphenya udaba lokudlelana kwakhe leRussia ngesikhathi sokhetho esebenzisa isiphathamandla sikahulumende wakhe umnumzana Don McGahn. Ulandule imbiko yamaRepublicans yokuthi ungumuntu ozonda uTrump kanye labo bonke ababekuqula lophenyo lwakhe.
You made a political case instead. You put it in a paper sack, lit it on fire, dropped it on our porch, rang the doorbell, and ran.
I don't think you reviewed
a... Angibona ukuthi walubala kuhle ugwalo lwempumela yethu ngendlela olucace ngayo njalo olungathathisa ngoti ngayo.
The gentleman from Maryland is recognized.
AmaDemocrats wona ebeqina ngokuthi buningi ubufakazi bokuthi uTrump wazama ukuvimba uphenyo lukaMula. Ngokunjalo athi kumele ajeziswe. Sibuze isiphathamandla seMDCT eMelika umnumzana Dan Moyo ukuthi ububone njani ubufakazi bukaMula.
Well, I'm a Republican, wona. I think his strategy is ukuthi benze uMula abonakale njengomuntu iripoti yakhe ingekho accurate, ingekho fair.
Esinye njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eMelika umnumzana Kelvin Manduna yena oqhuba izifundo zakhe zePhD eHoward University uthi kaboni imizamo yamademokrasi yokuhudula uMongameli Trump emsuse embusweni phezu kwecala aletheswayo iphumelela.
Ukwaqala wona amademokrasi ngokwabo ama-senior democrats oPelosi bakhulume kudala ukuthi they are not convinced ngendaba ye-impeachment.
UMongameli Trump yena uthi uMula ukuveze sobala namuhla ukuthi akulacala alidalayo njalo uthi uhlukuluzwa nje ngabebandla lamademocrats. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington yimi untungamile inkomo.
Umnumzana Robert Mueller uphinde wagcizelela izolo ntambama kuCommittee yeIntelligence Committee eHouse of Representatives ukuthi uTrump kaphunyukanga kudaba lokuphula imithetho yelizwe.
We did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime.
Kasithathanga isinqumo sokuthi umongameli waba lecala kumbe hathi. Uthi ilizwe leRussia langenela kukhetho olwenziwa ngomnyaka ka-2016.
Over the course of my career, I've seen a number of challenges to our democracy. The Russian government's efforts to interfere in our election is among the most serious.
Selokhu ngabona kubhidlizwa indlela okubuswa ngayo kwele Melika, okwenziwa lilizwe leRussia kangangaze ngubone kusenzakala kuleli lizwe. Ngibona engani siyavumelana ngalokho.
I am sure that the committee agrees.
Uthi ababe kumkhankaso wokhetho bencedisa uTrump bemukela okwethulwa lilizwe leRussia.
In fact, the campaign welcomed the Russian help, did they not?
Kambe ilizwe leRussia langenela yini kukhetho?
I think we report in the report indications that that occurred.
Ngibona ngazani kukhonoko ke okuphakathi kogwalo lolu kukhanya ngani kunjalo eleRussia langenela.
Yes.
Kodwa ke umnumzana Devin Nunes webandla lama Republicans uthi udaba lolu lophenyo olwenziwa ngumula kaluzange luqhutshwe ngemfanelo.
The first Trump associate to be investigated was General Flynn. Many of the allegations against him stem from false media reports that he had an affair with a Cambridge academic, Svetlana Lokova.
UGeneral Flynn nguye owaba ngokuqala ukuthi kukhangelwe udaba lolu ngoba wayecatshangelwa ukuthi uthandana lepolisa lensitha. Wonke lokhu kwakungamanga ngoba okuthiwa wayethandana laye kwakuthiwa udlelana lelizwe leRussia. Wathi ke uhlangothi lwamapolisa ole-MI6 lwamemethekisa amanga la kumaphephandaba. Konke lokhu kukhanya kungamanga.
Your report fails to reveal how or why Andrew and his collaborator, Richard Dearlove, former head of Britain's MI6, spread these allegations.
Umula uphinde wabuzwa nge-WikiLeaks okwakukhanya engazani yayisebenza kanye lalabo ababencedisa uTrump. Uthe kukhanya ngazani lokhu akuphathwanga ngemfanelo. UTrump utshele intatheli zindaba izolo ntambama ukuthi uMueller wethule udaba olungaqedakaliyo edalele Congress.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job.
Ngibona engani uMueller kenzanga kahle, wethule amanyala kuphela. Akulanto ayitshele uZulu ngoba ubengaphathanga lutho lokho kade kumele ekuvezele uZulu.
He had nothing to work with.
Unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi, umkhokheli wedalele House of Representatives, okubandla lama-Democrats uthi abalendlebe bazizwele okwethulwe ngumula. Uthi loba echaye konke emphakathini, kasingafiki isikhathi sokuthi bathonise uTrump edaleleli kulokho okubizwa ngesilungu ngokuthi yi-impeachment.
Whatever decision we made in that regard would have to be done with our strongest possible hand, and we still have some outstanding matters in the courts.
Nxa siphatha udaba lolu kumele sibone ukuthi silobufakazi bonke. Lokhu kubuningi okumele sikulungise emthethwandaba. Konke lokhu kuhambelana leCongress lesisekelo sombuso welizwe.
It's about the Congress, the Constitution, and the courts.
Akwaziwa ukuthi luzaphetha ngani udaba lolu ngoba kukhanya amabandla la elokhu ethobelene ngokwenziwa nguTrump ngomnyaka ka-2016.
Sike sibone ke sikhonoku ke okwamaphephandaba lokunye okuthene okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Iphephandaba leHerald lithi kungamanga okwethulwe ngumnumzana Dendayibhiti ukuthi kule mali efika amabhiliyoni amathathu, $3 billion, iyasetshenziswa buchapha luhlangothi lukahulumente olubona ngezokulima uhlelo olwaziwa ngokuthi yi-Command Agriculture. Iphephandaba leChronic libika ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa izolo wethulele uZulu izitampa eziveza ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lifisa ukuthi osomabhizimusi bakwamanye amazwe bavule amabhizimusi eZimbabwe. Kwamanje-ke sonke isikhathi senu Zulu kandaba likhumbula ukuthi kumele lisithumezele-ke imilayezelo etshiyeneyo kuwhatsapp kunombolo ethi 0120245031 8 lithumezeke ama-audio nanko okunye okwethulwe ngabantu lamhlanje.
Bantu noka ngicela ngohlupho lomntanami bantu ngicela ukuncediswa. Uhlupho lwami lokaluhamba luseyaphambili. Ngicela abamabandla noma bengapi ngicela ukuncediswa abantu sengidubekile. Yimi ubekezela Banda wekhezi. Ngicela ukuncediswa abantu bakamlimi uhlupho lolendalo lukhulu kakhulu. Sengizama imizamo yonke yomhlaba. Sengihlulekile yikho sengimemezela ngithi ngicela abantu ongangincedisa. Noma ngaluphi uhlobo okwanisa ukuncedisa ngalo ngicela uncediswa kangilali lapha ekhaya. Into le isithwalisa umntana mzima sokuze kumkhama lebusuku. Ngumuntu ongakhulumiyo wena le ngikhuluma ngayo ngongakhulumiyo oyisimumumu oyimbebebe. So manje ukuhlupheka komuntu onjalo kunzima abantu kakhulu emhlabeni okunye engakwanisile ukuthi engazivikela ethini. Ngiyacela abantu bakamlimi, ngiyacela abantu bakamlimi ongabe loncedo engilokuzela inamba zami 077-401-2622. Ngiyacela nje emhlabeni wonke ongangizwela abantu engincedise kulolu hlupho engilayo. Nxa kudingeka ukuthi ngifike khonapho lingangilayela leyo ndawo ngingafika noma nini. Ngithole nzima bani.
Mina umbuzo engilawo kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe ngokuthi kati yena ubaba uMakhuphula lo osehlala ekhuphule njalo ipetroli ukhuphulela bani osebenza ngaphi njalo hola malini njalo njengoba amathuba emsebenzi kuyi-0% ungakaze kukhulunyelwa ngawo. Kubese kusithi njengoba bona abantu beMpumalanga behlala benjalo bethi bona bangabafundileyo. Khathi abakufundile kuphi? Ngoba mina ngubone ngoba abantu bahlala abantu bafundile bafundile. Abakufundile kuphi? Njengoba ilizwe nanti liyafa liyaphambili. Abakufundile kuphi? Ukubulala ilizwe, ukuhlukumeza abantu, igugu rawundi. Hayi bazalwane. Nambona ngathi yikho lokho abakufundile. Hayi lokho ke bakubhasela ke lokho. Ene bese ngibuya futhi entweni yokufunda le bese buya ngkwane ngoba nanga nomgabe kwathiwa umgabe ulama 10 degree 18 degree wenzani 18 degree yakhe ngoba nanti anilizwe lifile esengakufundayo ukuthi ingqondo yomuntu kuphela cha yiyo ebalulekileyo.
UMichael into enanzeleleyo ukuthi khathesi umuntu osebenzayo ethi nxa ukuthi usebenze hola less than $500 kasila budget futhi lapho ke kuze ngxonga ugada i-tax nge $3 1 up to 30 futhi it's a one mali yankona it's 180 emsebenzini udle more than $8 per day it's a budget yankona it's 240 ukususala le mali yankona emabanking yakho. Nawe imali yankona emabanking yakho uyithenga sithi uhola 400 uthola less than 360 ubona imali yankona vele ukuthi akusela budget ekhona eZimbabwe. Nxa budget yankona yabo budget angento engekhoyo futhi ayivele khathesi kuyenze i-government vele ayisancedisi lutho eZimbabwe so far lokuthi ubulala abantu.
Labake ngabalandeli beStudio 7 abasidumezele imlayezelo yabo sicela ukuthi lisidumezeleni kunombolo ethi 0001 202 465 0318. Leke inombolo yethu WhatsApp. Sizokhangela ke ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Sokubotshwe okhokhela ibutho kwele Sudan okuthiwa bezama ukugenqula uhulumende labanye amasotsha. Kuqhubekela phambili ukutshisa emazweni agoqela eBelgium, eGermany, neNetherlands. Kukhangelelwe ukuthi kuza kutshisa okumangalisayo namhla kweleBritane nakweleFrance. Ukutshisa lokho kuzabe kusedlula okwenzakala ngomnyaka ka-1974. Abantu abaningi obulawayo bathi kabafuni ukuthi idolobho leli likhokhelwe ikhomishini njengalokho okwakwenzakala kwamanye amadolobho eZimbabwe. Bathabile Masuku usethulela lolo daba.
Kuphuma imbono ehlukeneyo mayelana lokuthi kumiswe umsebenzi amakhansila wonke akobulawayo, kufakwe ikhomishini ezaqhuba umsebenzi wokuqondisa inhlelo zekhansili yaleli dolobho ngemva kwengxabangxoza eqhamuke lapho umsekeli kaMayor elobele uTown Clerk incwadi yokumisa umsebenzi esithi akaqhubi kuhle umsebenzi. Umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo ongumqondisi weHabakuk Trust uthi umbuso wekhomishini ayisiyo cebo elihle ukuxazulula inkinga esiqhamuke kobulawayo.
Ye, kuliqiniso sibili ukuthi ikhomishini asonto enhle ngoba esikhathini esiningi isetshenziswa ngohulumende kumbe libandla elisayizana ukuphefu ukuthi lisebenze injongo yayo.
Umnumzana Effort Ncube, umcebisi enhlanganisweni emele amalungelo abathengi e-National Consumer Rights Association, uthi ukuphathwa kabi kwedolobho akumelanga kuvunyelwe edolobheni.
Ubulawayo kafanelanga amukele ubusela noma sekutheni lokuphathwa kabi kwedolobho kumbe ukuphila njengenyamazana kungahlonishwa umthetho. Abantu abanjalo kabaphume baphele edolobheni ungakhathalekile noma ngamakhansila kumbe izisebenzi. Kakuphenywe ke ngokuphangisa kulabo abatholakala belamacala betheswa amacala basuswe ezikhundleni kulokuthi kungene abantu abangavotelwanga, okuhle ukuthi kungene abavotelweyo. Nxa kuyukuthi kukhitshwa amakhansila ngu-10 kaphuma ngu-10 kuvotwe endaweni ezingu-10 kumbe nxa bephuma bonke kuvotwe njalo kungabi labantu abangena bengavotelwanga.
Umnumzana Thembelani Dube unobhala wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi ebulawayo Progressive Residents Association uthi akavumelani lombono wobuso wekhomishini.
Kulandela iziphithiphithi ezibe khona ekhansilini yakobulawayo kulamaviki adlulileyo, inhlanganiso yolwa Progressive Residents Association izathi gwaqa ngolwesihlanu sizahlanganela lezinye inhlanganiso ezivela kubuHarare leGweru. Sicubungula ukuthi njengoba baye baba lekhomishini kibo yasebenza njani.
Umnumzana Gilibone Khabo, isikhulumeli sebulawayo Progressive Residents Association, uthi abantu bangagijimeli okwekhomishini lokho.
Ukuthi kuthiwa kufake ikhomishini, ikhomishini le abantu sebekhethe ilist yabo, angazi ngabantu bafika 18, but sesikhangela i-Urban Councils Act, uminister ulelungelo lokufaka abantu abathathu kuphe. Nxa sesifuna kufaka ilist yabantu, kuyasomela kubuyele kuhambe e-cabinet kube le-amendment of that act. So ayi, abantu abame kancane indaba yekhomishini.
Kolunye udaba, umabhalane omkhulu wekhansili yakobulawayo uTown Clerk umnumzana Christopher Dube usekhweze amaphepha emthethwandaba ephikisa ukumiswa kwakhe umsebenzi ethi kulandelwe umthetho ekuqhutshweni kophenyo lwamacala awethweswayo. Ngalokho umsekeli kaMayor umnumzana Tinashe Kambarami uyavuma ukuthi wamukele amaphepha ambiza emthethwandaba.
Amaphepha ngiwabonile sibili abuyile, bazonseva ngamaphepha ukuthi ngirespondi ekhoti. Kodwa mina ngendlela engibona ngayo nje ukuthi abantu basuke baba lembono etshiyeneyo. Mina engikhangeleyo ukuthi nxa bekube lama-allegation and genuinely umuntu ekwazi ukuthi they are innocent, akalacala, bekulula nje ukuthi umuntu ephendule nje ama-allegations that were leveled. Kungabi le nkulumo zonke lezi ezisuka ziba khona. Okunye phela ukuthi umuntu usuke ethathe advantage ethi sefuna abanye abantu ukuthi bemncedise ukulwa impi zakhe. Kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi there are allegations that are there.
Izakhamuzi zakobulawayo sezibone ukufaka ikhomishini ezakhangela ngendaba zekhansili yakobulawayo kungasilo cebo elihle. Bathi labantu abakuluhlu lwasebekhethiwe ukuba bangene kukhomishini le ababoni kungabantu abangaphumelela ekulungisiseni okuhluphayo kulelo dolobho. Abenhlanganiso emele izakhamizi zakobulawayo bathe bazakuba lomhlangano ngolwesihlanu wokuxoxisana phezu kwale ikhomishini okuzabenza bazi ubuhle lobubi benyathelo leli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Olunye udaba esanda kululamukela ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association ithi umqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu lelizwe elama-Warriors uSandile Chitsamba usejiye umsebenzi. Isikhulumeli seZifa uXolisani Ngwesela wethule umbiko lo izolo ntamba mayisithi uChitsamba ujiye umsebenzi lo engabanjwanga ngamandla. IZifa ithi okwamanje umsebenzi lo usuphethwe nguRaman Gubu.
ngibingelele kuzo zonke indawo kufike inyelela khona iphimbo lami. Igama lami lokuzalwa ngiPostlet Ncube, ngizalwa eCholocho, eZimbabwe. Endimeni kaMaskandi ngifike ngo-2012, ngafika eqenjini elibizwa ontanga yethu insizwe seGreat Town. Ngasebenza nazo kahle kakhulu, kwaze kwafanela ukuthi ngiphume owamumuzi. Ngaphuma ke ngakha owamumuzi lapho engazibiza khona ngeqesha amkantsha. Kwi-album yami yeqesha amkantsha ngaproduswa nguMazenge, ezalwa kwamuzi ikhwele emthini, umfo kaMkhethwa. Ngasebenza naye kahle kakhulu, wangifundisa ukuhlonipha abalandeli, ngakho ngisabahlonipha namanje kakhulu futhi. Ngiyayibonga leya nsizwa yangithatha yangibeka, le ngane yadla bafo nabafokazana. Uma ngabe uthanda usungathi nje uhluphe insizwa. Igama likahluphe insizwa bafowethu angilicoshanga, mhlambe ngathi angilidobhanga ko-Facebook okanjani. Leli gama ngalithunyelwa insizwa engiyihloniphayo kakhulu laphana ebizwa ngozinja ziyamluma emculweni ebuya eCholocho eMgcuzana.
Kunzima eZimbabwe, vele kuthi angithathi imithwalo yami ngihambe. Usinda nongathwele, okusele sogcina sidlana sodwa. Siyizwe elinomnotho kodwa sibulawa yizikamnotho. Kunzima, kunzima, siyesindwa sakubona sakubeletha. Thina sizwe sikamthwakazi sidonsa kanzima abantu abazi. Awuthi ngikutshele kabanzi, siphethe ngesandla sensimbi.
Ngilapha-ke bafowethu, lo nyaka ngizokhipha idlalade elisha sha, kuyidlalade elesibili. Elesihloko esithi sokhala kuzwe bani.
Ngelo lapho utontoya uyabulawa. Noma uvalele ejele, awungitshele. Sophila kaphunguze kubenini. Sesihlala sikhala ubusuku nemini. Iningi. Sigcwele emazweni kuzama imizamo yokuzama ukuthola impilo engcono. Kwabona ubuholi bethu buyinkinga. Ave yinkinga, umuntu oyinkinga ngoba uzivula neyinkinga.
Le ngoma lethi sokhala kuzwe bani bafethu, sesikhathele. Sikhathele siwumthwakazi asinakwa, siyahlupheka ekolweni, abantwana abasafundi ulimi lwethu. Uyabona nje mangabe utoyitoya utoyitela amalungelo wakho, uyashaywa, ungene ejele, abanye bacina sebelahlekelwa imphefumulo yabo. So bafowethu, ngiyazama ukuthi nje ingoma lena ingene kubantu, abantu bezwe singomaskandi sizile kule ndawo. Sifike ngomlayezo, asifikanga ngobunandi bokuthi abantu bazojayiva kuphela. Sifike ngomlayezo, siyafundisa, siyaduduza, siyaguguzela futhi. Bafowethu, asiqineni engomeni ezinemilayezo. Yebo, ihawu likhona komaskandi. Ihawu likhona komaskandi, vele ngeke kuhlale ingoma ngeke ibe mnandi ngenahawu. Siyazi sonke ukuthi umaskandi nje umnandi ngehawu, kodwa kube khona ingoma ezinomlayezo bafowethu. Engikucelayo ke bafowethu nonke, ngicela nonke nje abesifazane, izinsizwa ezicula umaskandi, ngicela siziphatheni kahle sonke. Ngingavala nje ngokubonga abafana bami engisebenza nabo abaxhaphazi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu izinsizwa zakwethu ngokuhloniphana indlela esihloniphana ngayo. Niyibambe kanjalo. Ongifunayo uyongithola kule number 074-540-7591, 074-540-7591. WhatsApp ke lo. Noma ngabe ngingakuphendulanga after 3 hours, kodwa as soon as ngivula ifoni ngizokuphendula. Iqesha amkantsha ngithi nje phengu ibheshi kuleyo ndawo.
Liuzwa njani ke umculo lowo ke singakehluka nonto sikhangele indaba ezikhokela lamhlanje. Ibhanga leli ze-Bank of Zimbabwe linika abanye abantu lamakampani imvumo yokusebenzisa idola leMelika. Ezinye izakhamizi zakwaBulawayo kazifuni ukuthi idolobho leli likhokhelwe ngabantu abakhethwe nguhulumende. Umqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu eleZimbabwe Warriors uSandre Chitsambwe usetshiye umsebenzi. Siqhuba lapha ke uhlelo lwethu kwamanje, walivalisayo ngoGift 2.